Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
While I was in South Africa, pretty early in my trip, one morning I woke up very early and went down and I was praying. And I was outside my dad's house and he lives on a, I guess you could call it a mountain. It's like a little mountain, little hill. And, you know, Johannesburg is not like Florida. There's very many hills. And it was dark. And I was praying and just reflecting on everything that God has been doing in my life, in the life of the church, and many of you, just thinking about many of you and just praying and reflecting on the team and just many things. And the sun began to rise and it was such a beautiful morning. And you know, if you live in Africa, you know, Johannesburg is the city. It's like ugly. But that morning, it was so beautiful. And I was just reminded of the goodness of God, you know, how good He is and His promises. If there's one thing we can always rely on, it's His promises. What He says in His Word will come to pass. It's not a matter of if or but. It will come to pass. Amen. That's why when someone prophesies the word over you, I remember once I was in a meeting in Lakeland, I believe it was, Lake Placid, and I was asked to read, a prophet was prophesying and he asked me to read scripture over a person. And I got shouted at because I didn't know the scripture off by heart, but while I was reading the scripture, it was so powerful. The presence of God was so strong. And I was reading the scripture over this person, declaring the word of the Lord over them. And it was so beautiful. It was so wonderful. Amen. God is so good, man. So while I was there, God gave me a psalm to share with you, which we all know so very well. But I want to open the psalm up to us tonight because I believe God wants to touch so many of us through this psalm. So let's all go in our Bibles to Psalm 91. Now, what you may not know about Psalm 91 is that it's an unclaimed psalm. In other words, it's a psalm that, you know, we don't know for sure who wrote the psalm. But many scholars will tell you that, you know, the last psalmist, so for example, if David was the last psalmist, the next psalms that are not named would be his psalms. That's what many scholars believe. I don't know if that's true or not. So Psalm 90 was a psalm written by Moses. Did you know that Moses wrote some of the psalms? So Moses wrote Psalm 90. So many scholars actually believe that Psalm 91 was written by Moses. Just by the way, that was for free. Amen. This is a very powerful psalm. It's a promise. It has promises in it that are so powerful. Now, before I start reading the psalm is full of promises from God towards us. But in this psalm, there are three conditions. And these three conditions, I'll remind you of as we read through the psalm and just open up what God wants to do and how He wants to deliver and set people free from all kinds of things tonight, even fear. Fear is one of them, the plans of the enemy. The pestilences, the things the enemy wants to do against our lives. Because how many of you know the enemy is real and he has been sent to kill, steal, and destroy? He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your life. Now watch this. Psalm 91, verse number 1. He who dwells in the secret place. Now when we start right there, I want to say this. He's not writing the psalm to a specific person. He's writing it to he who dwells in the secret place. That means that the person who dwells in the secret place, this promise is for them. Okay, you can get excited about that. That's actually quite good, you know. So it wasn't specifically to any specific people. That is written to those who dwell in the secret place. The word secret place there can also be translated the hiding place. So it's the secret place, the hiding place of the Most High. Now, if you were here a few weeks ago, maybe over a month ago or so, we studied the names of God. And I want to show you right here in verse number one, we see two of God's names in this, which is very powerful. And you must understand, you'll see later in the psalm how God even speaks about how he will declare his name to us. Now, if you look here, you'll see it says that he who dwells in the secret place.
Hi, everybody. Thanks.
Hi. Most High is Elyon, which means God Most High. Amen. Shall abide under the shadow, or you could say protection, of the Almighty, which is Shaddai, El Shaddai. So right there we see that God, the God that you are serving, the God that you would be seeking, the God who you desire to be in the secret place of, is Elyon and El Shaddai, God Most High and God Almighty. In other words, there is no other God above this God. He is the Most High God, and he is Almighty God. He's Elyon and he's El Shaddai. Amen. So these are two of his names that describe his nature and character as being the Most High God and the God Almighty. And he's doing this right at the beginning of the psalm because he wants to show you that the enemies that desire to come against you, he is God over them as well. So no weapon formed against you, because you'll see even later on in the psalm how some of the things that the enemy brings, I can't bring it all out today, even comes from some of the false gods of that time. And right at the beginning of the psalm, we see how God declares that he is Almighty. He is the Most High God. He is the God above all gods. There is no other God like him. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In order for the beginning of this psalm, in order for you to be able to grasp what God is wanting to show you here, you need to understand that this promise is not for everyone. It is for those who dwell in the secret place, in the hiding place. In other words, the deliverance, the things that God wants to do in your life, this promise is for those who desire and would want to get closer and closer to God. It has to be something in your heart. It has to be something that you want. You want to be in the secret place. You want to be in the hidden place. You must understand that it is a hiding place. It is not everybody finds it. Shall abide under the shadow. The word shadow speaks of protection. So in other words, when you seek his face, when you seek to draw close to him, when you go into the hiding place, the secret place of God, which is something done intimately. It's not even done here in church. It's done between you and him in the secret place, in the hiding place. When you seek God, he becomes your shadow, your protection. And he says that you abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Now watch. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. The word refuge there can also be translated as shelter. In other words, he's my protection and he's my fortress, my stronghold. In other words, God will cover you. He will protect you. He will shelter you from everything the enemy desires to bring against you. But remember the condition. It is for those who dwell in the secret place. He is my refuge, my shelter, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Now watch. Surely, here comes the first promise. Surely, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Now, the wording that God uses here, the wording in the psalm, really has a lot to do with the bird for some reason. And if you look at it here, he says that surely he will deliver you from the snare. In other words, a snare is a net, like a trapping net. So it's protecting you from a trapping net of the bird catcher, basically. So that's what it speaks of. So the snare of the fowler is a bird catcher. Fowler is a bird catcher. And from the perilous pestilence. Now watch this. So God's saying he will deliver you from the trapping net of the bird catcher. In other words, the one who desires to trap you, the one who desires to stop you, the one who desires to completely destroy you, and the perilous pestilence. In other words, the sting, the thorn, the destruction, a plague, and even death that the enemy desires to bring against your life. You can be mad. You can be angry. You can do what you like. I didn't write the Bible. He who dwells in the secret place, this is your promise. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. In other words, he will cover you. He will stop the trap from trapping you. He will take you out of destruction. He will take you out of death. He will take you out of the plague. That's the promise to those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Isn't that powerful? He shall cover you. In other words, he'll protect you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. The word buckler there actually speaks of either a breastplate or a wall. So in other words, God's trying to say, listen, if you dwell in the secret place, if you dwell close to me, if you seek me, I will protect you from anything, any trap that the enemy tries to bring against you. I will also cover you and shield you and place a wall around you, a hedge around you of protection. He who dwells in the secret place, he will cover you. He will place a shield around you and a buckler around you. You shall not be afraid. Now watch. Of the terror. The word terror there speaks of fear by night. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, the fear that comes. How many people suffer with fear at night? They suffer with fear. Terrors at night. The word fear there also speaks of trembling at night because they're so afraid. And the Bible says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. In other words, listen, the enemy wants to stop you. But he who dwells in the secret place, these are the things that God will protect you from. He will protect you from terrors and fears by night. He will deliver you out of that. He will deliver you out of the arrow that comes in the day, that traps that the enemy desires to bring against you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is really powerful. Nor the arrow that flies in the day, nor the pestilence, that same word pestilence, which speaks of a sting, thorns, destruction, a plague or death that walks in darkness, nor of destruction, epidemics, disasters. Watch this, the name of a demon, that's what it means when it speaks of pestilence. Nor of the destruction, the epidemic, the disaster, or the name of a demon that lays waste, that brings devastation at noonday. In other words, what you need to understand is that there is an enemy that wants to destroy you, that wants to bring destruction, that wants to lay you to waste, that wants to utterly wipe you out. But the Bible says that he who dwells in the secret place, that God will protect you, that will God will remove this trap, this snare that the enemy desires to bring against you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now watch, because it gets better. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. It shall not come near you. You are protected. The hand of the Lord is upon you. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, a 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. In other words, you'll see how the enemy gets destroyed. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Condition number two. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. In other words, all these things will happen to you if you make Him your dwelling place. To dwell with the Lord, to abide with the Lord, means to stay with Him, to follow Him. As soon as you take your eyes off Him, as soon as you go astray, you cannot blame Him for what happens in your life. You cannot blame Him for the calamity that comes upon you. We cannot blame Him because we've taken His hand off us by stepping out from underneath Him. Does it make sense? It's a very stiff atmosphere tonight in Vero Beach. Amen. Don't worry, it's going to get good in about 48 minutes. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, Al-Yon, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Man, that's good. No plague, no trap, no snare, nothing the enemy desires to bring against me and my house shall have its way if I desire and I decide to make the Lord my dwelling place. I will stay with Him. I will worship Him. I will exalt Him. I will magnify Him. I will praise Him. I will stay close to Him. 1,000 may fall at my right hand, 10,000 at my left side. I will continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I'll continue to wake up in the morning when it's still dark outside and spend time in His presence and draw close to Him. Because I want to be in the secret place. I want to be in the hiding place. And when you're in that place, you become surrounded by the glory and the power of God. And when that glory, when that presence is with you, you become protected. You become shielded. You become surrounded by all of heaven that stays with you everywhere you go. And nothing can hurt you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. This is for every believer. It's the decision that you make. You choose to follow Him. You choose to dwell in the secret place. Listen, I'm not suggesting you must. It doesn't always work out. The last 4 days of my vacation, I hardly prayed. 5 days. Okay, yeah, 5.5 days. Amen. Before that, I was so good. amen. It was the kid's fault. But I have a relationship with Him. He knows me. I'm not going to now beat myself up because I, for 5 days, wasn't spending time like I normally do with God. I can feel it. I can feel how it affects me. But I'm not going to now beat myself up. I have a relationship with the King. He's not angry now at me. He misses me. And I miss Him. I miss His presence. I miss being with Him, just spending time with Him. I just love it. I walk like I do in the prayer meetings. Yeah, in my room, I have this tiny little study. I walk up and down in that study, the poor carpet. And I begin to worship and I pray in my room and I begin to close the door. I close the door. I begin to worship and the presence of God comes and I know He's there. I know He's with me. This presence fills the atmosphere, fills the room while I begin to worship, while I begin to pray. And I say, well, thank you, God, that you're here. Thank you that you're here with me. I'm now in that secret place. I'm in the dwelling place of the Most High God. I begin to worship. I begin to pray in the Spirit. I begin to just give thanks to Him. It's very difficult for me to move past that. It's very difficult for me to move past thanking Him because I can't stop doing it. I'll pray in tongues and I'll thank Him some more. I'll pray in tongues and I'll thank Him some more. I'll pray in tongues and I'll worship Him some more. And I'll worship Him some more. And then I start asking and I think I sound stupid. So I just thank Him some more. And I thank Him some more and I worship Him some more. the secret place of the Most High God. He knows everything I need. When I pray in tongues anyway, I pray the mysteries, the secret things. Stay close to Him. Desire Him with all of your heart. And you will be amazed at what the Bible says is yours. If you don't know it, you can't claim it. You can't remind Him of His word. Your word, Lord, says that if I dwell in the secret place, you will protect me. You will protect my family. No plague will come near my dwelling place. Isn't that powerful? No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Isn't that so beautiful? Let's go to the next verse. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Listen how good that is. In other words, when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, when you begin to seek Him, not only are you sheltered and protected, but you need to know that all of heaven is with you. There are angels. There are angels that follow you, that will protect you, that will protect you from the enemy, that will stop the enemy's plan. Listen, I remember once I was driving in many years ago, many, many years ago. I was a student in college. And I was driving and I crossed over a very busy highway in the middle of central Johannesburg, where it's like New York. And there was a bus coming. And I was driving like this, and I don't know, God alone knows how my car went past that bus. But it was like, I'll never forget it. I had a guy sitting in the car with me. His name was Michael. And he said to me afterwards, he said, it felt like our car was picked up and moved forward. I can give you story after story. How when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, you are protected. You are sheltered. You are covered. You are hidden from the enemy. Not only that, but now you will have the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, the lion that desires to come against you and destroy you. Listen, now you have authority to trample him underfoot. The same enemy that now comes against you, now you have authority over. If you dwell in the secret place, if you abide in His presence, if you stay close to Him, the secret is staying close to Him. When you move away from Him, that's when everything lifts off you. You can feel it lift off you. But when you draw close to Him, when you stay close to Him, it's like you're surrounded by His presence, by the angels of heaven. Nothing can stop the plan of God, the assignment that is on your life, when you abide and you stay in His presence. Amen. Verse 13, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. And this is where it really gets interesting. Watch this now. Because the language changes now. Now God speaks. Because He, small h, has set His love upon me, capital M. God is speaking, because He, you, has set His love upon me. Condition number three. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Condition number three. If we love Him with all our hearts, if we set our love upon Him, watch what it says. Therefore, I will deliver Him. In other words, He will deliver you. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. Oh, that's powerful. What is His name? I've taught you this. You should know this. You should be going this like this, you know. at the beginning of the scripture, it starts by revealing who he is. Elyon, God Most High, and El Shaddai, God Almighty. He's Yahweh. He is the God of all gods. There is no other God like our God. When you begin to serve him, when you begin to love him, when you begin to follow him, he begins to reveal who he is to you. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me who you are. Show me. I want to know more. I want to see more. And Moses began to speak like that to God. And God said, I'll show you my goodness. My goodness will pass before you. And he begins to show Moses who he is. He says, I will proclaim the name, my name to you. I will show you my name. I'll show you my nature, my character. I will begin to reveal who I am to you. Because as you begin to discover who I am, you will begin to discover what's available to you. My provision, my love. I'll take care of you. I'll bless you. I'll protect you. I'll take you and remove fear away from you. I'll take you out of the grasp of the enemy. I'll destroy the power of Satan over your life, over your family, over your dwelling. I will break that power off you. Those who love me, those who seek me, that's the God that we serve. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Listen, if there's no calling upon him, there's no answering. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, man, and I will honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, just between verse 14 and 16 is like 6 or 7 promises. Watch this now. Because he has set his love upon me, if you set your love upon him, the first thing he says is he will deliver us. He will deliver us. The second thing is he will set us on high. The third thing is he will answer us. The fourth thing is he will be with us in times of trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. He will give us long life. This is so good. And he will show us his salvation. If you go after God, if you seek after God, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, if you abide under his shadow, if you make him your dwelling place, if you set your love upon him, it is unimaginable what he'll do for you. This is the God that we serve. He doesn't actually ask for much. Just that we believe and that we follow him. And as you begin to discover him, so your heart begins to change towards him and it becomes your desire to do those things. See, for most of you sitting here this evening, this is your desire already. You may just not have known the promise that's available to you. Did you see what it says? Terrors at night, he'll remove them. The arrows that come at noonday when the enemy desires to bring plans against you, he'll break that power. The trap of the enemy where he desires to snare you, where he desires to bring destruction and death and whatever it is he desires to bring, God will break that thing off you. God will remove the enemy out of your life. He'll send angels to surround you, to protect you. All we have to do is dwell in the secret place. Is make it our desire to go after him with everything that is in us. We want to be a church that affects our community. Listen, if it hasn't affected your life, you can't affect anything. He must affect you. He must change you. Your heart has to be hungry for him. It's so easy to lose your passion because of the things of this world and the condition of your heart. 90% of the time, a believer loses his fire because of offense. Because their heart grow hard. And it happens slowly. Doesn't happen quickly. Takes time. But the attacks of the enemy that get thrown at you begin to harden your heart. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Eventually you get to a place where you struggle to get into the presence of God because your heart has become so hard. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I think to myself, what happened? How did my heart become like this? And then I remember a verse or scripture like this, that he who dwells in the secret place. You see, once you make a commitment, a decision, it's like anything in life. You have to make a decision to go after God. And when you make that decision and you set your mind to it, you set your heart to it, the transformation begins to take place and he begins to work in your heart again. Can you say amen this evening? Now, I want to pray tonight. I believe we need to pray over a few things. First of all, if you hear and you feel that this is the decision that you make with your life, this is a commitment that you're making to God, you are going to dwell in this secret place. You're going to be hungry and thirsty for more.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.